Hello, everybody. This is Misha, the host of French Bulldog Academy. You can find me on Instagram at FabbyDog. That's at FabbyDog. And you can also find me on Instagram at Fabulous Life of Frenchies. And I won't leave out Facebook. I have a Facebook group called Frenchie Academy. And if you're not part of the group, please join it. It's everything French Bulldog in that group. Today I want to talk to you all about something that I think is incredibly important. It is dog safety. And when I say safety, I'm talking about making sure nobody steals your dog, your French Bulldog. I'm sure a lot of you know that French Bulldogs are extremely popular and everybody wants one. And unfortunately, everybody is unable to afford them. So a lot of times they are stolen and they are resold on Craigslist or basically in the black market. In my group, Frenchie Academy, I post whenever I see a French Bulldog that's missing in hopes that somebody will spot it or has seen it, or just basically so everybody can keep their eye out open and the dog will be returned, which unfortunately it does not happen that often. So I'm going to go over a few things with you all. Most of it's common sense, but let me just explain something really quick. So for years I had a Shih Tzu poodle. And I never worried about my Shih Tzu poodle being stolen the way that I do about my Frenchies. I don't know, we're in different times. Whoa, I'm at home right now, so my dog just came running through here. Take it easy, guys. Take it easy. Okay, so first off, make sure that your gates, if you have a backyard, make sure that the gates are always locked and secure. Always. Know your neighbors if possible. If you have a gate that people on the outside can see in, maybe go to Lowe's or Home Depot or I don't know what hardware store is nearby where you live, but go there and you can get a piece of vinyl. And you can cover the gate and you can spray paint it to match the color of the gate, blah, blah, blah. It's super easy to do. I've done that numerous times. And that way, anyone passing by won't be able to see inside your yard. Another thing that I find extremely helpful is to have cameras. If possible, have cameras on the outside of your house surrounding it so that you can see every angle. You know, like when you're away, you can check in and see if anyone's near your yard or, you know, God forbid anyone was to open a gate, there will be an alarm that goes off. It can alert you. It can alert your neighbors. I love cameras. Hey, Tuda. Another thing is make sure your dog is microchipped. And I'm a firm believer in microchips, and I'm going to tell you why. So a few years ago, I live in Las Vegas. There was a woman that was robbed at gunpoint. Four robbers came to her house or apartment and knocked on her door. When she opened the door, they pistol whipped her. They went in and they took her pregnant French Bulldog. I think the dog was like practically due, literally. It was horrible. It was on the news out here. I think about a month went by. Nobody heard anything about the dog. A vet in Arizona said somebody had dropped off a dog that was in labor, which just so happened to be this dog. And because this dog was microchipped, they were able to contact the owner, and the owner, which happens to be a miracle, got her dog back. She got her dog and the puppies back. because the dog was microchipped. So make sure your dog is microchipped. It costs, I don't know, depending on what state you're in. I'm in Vegas, and it's under $50 to get the dogs microchipped here. And then you can go on, gosh, I should have had all this written down for you guys, but there's a website that you can go on, and you can register the microchip number, and it's free. I'm going to get that information, and I will put it in the description of this podcast for you all. And so every year, I believe you just go in there and you renew it. It's free. So if your dog is ever lost, stolen, and it happens to be found, they can contact you. Another thing that's important is have pictures of your dog, so that, God forbid, it is ever stolen or lost and it's found, you can prove that it's your dog, along with the microchip. And this is me. When I was breeding, and even now, I'm extremely careful, which I've always been, but I'm even more careful with who comes over my house. Just because, once again, you have these French bulldogs that are extremely expensive. Somebody can steal them, sell them on Craigslist or wherever else for $1,000 with no papers, and there will be somebody that will buy the dog. So be careful with who you allow in your home, because it always seems like it's the ones that are the closest to you, right? This is a really good one, this one. When you take pictures of your animals, your Frenchie, your family, whatever, make sure that you have the location turned off. Your settings, go into your settings. I have an iPhone, so I go into my settings, and I always make sure that my location is off. Always. The only time my location is on is when I'm driving and I need directions or something, and then I turn it off immediately after, just so that I don't forget. Because if you take a picture of your dog and the location setting is on, somebody can easily take that photo, put it into Google image search, and find out exactly where you live, and then, you know, come over and blah, blah, blah. So make sure that the settings are off. And a lot of these apps nowadays, I know Snapchat has an app where it tells your location. So you want to make sure whenever you're on any of these apps, I don't think Facebook has one, I'm not sure. Or Instagram, I'm not sure about that either. You might want to look into that. Make sure that the settings do not show your location. Let's see what. And also, camera. A lot of the new cameras have that, because I have a Canon. I believe it's a Canon T7i or something, and that also can show the location of where I'm at. So I also make sure that that's turned off as well. When you're out with your dogs, grocery shopping, or you're on a family trip, out of town, don't leave your dog alone in the car, ever. You know, you might think the dog's safe, you have the windows rolled up, even if it's not hot or cold, it's the temperature's right, you're like, oh, I'm just going to run in the store, or I'm going to run into this restaurant and eat, leave my dog in the car. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just recently, there was a famous stud that was stolen out of a car at a truck stop in the last 2 weeks. And I have not heard any status update on that dog. I don't think he was found. So you have to be extremely careful with these Frenchies. They're expensive dogs, and people want them. And people are breaking into homes, and people are just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah, it's really sad. So I just wanted to do a quick little podcast and remind you all of just a few of those little tips right there that I gave you to make sure that you keep your French Bulldog safe. And if any of you are not in my Frenchie Academy group on Facebook, please join us. It's a great group. You can share photos. You can ask questions. You can offer advice to other Frenchie families. And it's just a group for French Bulldog lovers in general. We talk about everything under the sun in that group. I don't allow any bashing. I don't allow any puppy sales in the group. But if you want to join it to have fun, to learn, to help out somebody else, please do. We'd love to have you. And I believe that's it for now, guys. And I want to thank you all for listening, and have a nice day.